Hello, this is Jasia, and this is episode 3 of Jasia's Show. And tonight, this evening, I just want to say happy Friday to everybody. It's almost 6:30 p.m. Most of you guys are getting off of work or just enjoying, relaxing your Friday evening. But I was glad to come on tonight with the podcast. None their own. This is a brief podcast because I have some chores to do and whatnot. But what I wanted to say was I wanted to talk on an issue that most of us have experienced or will or have dealt with. It's a topic on disabilities. You know, today I started my first job at Macy's and I enjoyed it. But it's also a constant reminder of how we need to learn patience. I believe in the Bible, it says love is patience. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not rejoice in evil, but rejoice in the truth. And right now, I just wanted to rejoice in the truth that you have to learn to be patient with people, including people who have disabilities. You cannot just not enjoy not working with them. We are human beings. We are people. And we are beautiful people. And everybody learns at their different pace and skill set. And you have to learn how to be patient with individuals. And even if they have no experience or anything, you just have to learn to be patient with them. And be patient and kind with them. And sometimes, you know, me having a disability, it's been really hard. I haven't really spoken on it. A lot of people don't know that I have a disability, but it's been really hard because my disability doesn't allow me to be social that much with people. It hinders me from a lot. However, I have, thanks be to God, I have overcome a lot of that. And I still have a lot more to go. But if you know where I come from, you wouldn't judge me so quickly. You know? You know, I was 1 pound, 7 ounces at birth. And, you know, I'm not attractive to people. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about ugly attractive. I mean, talking about my skill set, my personality. Might not be everybody's cup of tea, but that's okay. Because let me encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, even if your personality is not anybody's cup of tea, see how I stumble my words? That's part of my disability. You have to understand that God made us all fearfully and wonderfully made. We're made in His image. God will love you no matter what. You know, people are very judgmental of people who have disabilities. They don't really appreciate everything you have to say. But God does. Even through your mumbling words or your miscalculated views. And a lot of people with disabilities struggle with the spirit of fear. We struggle with anxiety. We struggle with lust. We struggle with sin too. We're not exempt from it. We're just people who have disabilities. And we're beautiful people, and God can help us overcome our disability and all of our weakness and shortcomings. Amen. There's nothing impossible that God cannot do. And we might be slow and everything like that, but my disability is beautiful. And God always reminds me that there's nothing to be ashamed of. I enjoy being a human being. Enjoy being me. Life is a learning experience, and we're here to learn. We're here to learn, and we're beautiful. And people do lose patience with me. They do get irritated with me. But don't get irritated with me. Be patient and love me. Because that's what love is. Be my friend. Open up to me. And I don't have to beg you. God will give me the right people who have patience. I'll trust in His time and I'll wait on the Lord. I'll be of good courage and good strength until my day comes. Until any of our day comes to be blessed. But until then, I'll wait on the Lord. Actively wait. Amen. And thank you. Bye-bye. Here's a song, a sample song that I'm going to use called All Alone. All alone in my house. All alone in my house. There's so many times I want to cry. High, all alone. All alone in my house. All alone in my house. There's so many times I wanna hide. All alone. All alone in my house. There's so many times I wanna hide. All alone. All alone in my house. All alone in my house. Lord, I need You. I'm alone in my house. Lord, I need to surround my house. There's so many times I laid in bed and cried. I felt so alone, and I knew You were right there, Lord, by my side. You said You'd never leave me. No, You said You'd never forsake me. But Lord, why do I feel alone in my house? You said in Your word, You never believe me. No, You forsake me. So why do I feel alone in my house? In my house, all alone. In my house, in my house, I feel alone. In my house, I feel alone. In my house, I feel alone. In my house. Alone, A-L-O-N-E, I-N-O-R-H-A-H-A. I don't want to be alone in my house. Don't make fun of me. Don't sing, don't take my joy. I just don't want to be alone in this house. In the house, I don't wanna be alone in my house. A house is not a home when there's no one there. No one there to hold you tight, to kiss you goodnight. A house is not a home, and a home is not a house with no one there to kiss you goodnight. Don't wanna be alone in my house, in my house, in my house. Don't wanna be alone in my house, not alone in my house.